We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Podcast. We're talking Wednesday's four-game slate at DraftKings. I am Adam Zadroik, joined by Ryan Belongi. But first, before we get into this weird slate, are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and of actual utility? Try SoRare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 180 clubs on SoRare. That's S-O-R-A-R-E. .com. We just got done talking. Well, we didn't get done talking, but me and Ryan, before this show, we were reminiscing about this beautiful 7-0 Manchester City win, and I said there may not be seven goals from this entire four-game slate. So that sounds like a pretty good slate for you to win this. I mean, there's no big favorites, so you can kind of pick and choose who you want here.
Yeah, this is a much different slate than the ones we've seen recently, at least for the podcast. I think we've had like four or five in a row with Liverpool and when other big teams too. Just like a little breakdown of the odds, there's no big favorites. I think Crystal Palace right now has edged in front as the biggest favorite at plus 114, home to Southampton. Burnley is about the same, plus 117, home to Watford. Arsenal is about the same, plus 119, home to West Ham. So, I mean, you can kind of consider all those three teams the same. And then Brighton, plus 146 against Wolves. And, yeah, there's not really we don't really have any high totals in this game. I mean, Watford and Arsenal have the highest total. 2.87 Arsenal implied goal total 1.6. So yeah, like you said, might not be as many goals on this slate. I don't know, like other than maybe a few players, it doesn't look like there's going to be as much like obvious chalk as we're used to seeing. So yeah, it's a good opportunity. Where there isn't like an obvious spot like City or Liverpool to stack or yeah. So,
you know, a slate is weird.
Pick all the players who are going to score the most fantasy points and don't worry about anything else.
Yeah. You know, a slate's weird when Burnley are at the top of the favored list here and Chris Wood, who I think has three goals this season, is at the top of the goal scoring list. So, I mean, That's what this slate brings. It's going to be interesting. Hopefully it'll be fun, but starting with forward here, Bowen, 9,600, Dennis, 9,300, Zaha, 9,100. I don't know. The pricing is extreme in some places. I guess Bowen, you can consider him in cash games, but even then 9,600 at Arsenal as an underdog. Not the best spot. The first player I put in when I was going through the forward list was McNeil. I mean, 8,500 is a lot, but Burnley, home favorite, he's going to get his points. Who's the what stands out to you here at the top?
Yeah. So very weird to see Chris Wood. Yeah, with the highest goal scoring odds on the slate. Still at plus 140, I believe. I don't have it up at the moment.
Yeah, a 120 at
plus 120, plus right 120, now. And Lacazette plus 140. Both those guys are under 6K. I mean, that's interesting. Chris Wood is, you know, a bit of a nightmare to roster. I know I've had quite a bit of him the last 3 weeks, and he hasn't scored higher than 2.1 any of those weeks. He's gotten subbed pretty early a few times recently. But yeah, so at the top, so I guess, so the point is we're not so much after goals or goal odds on this slate. Floor is probably going to be a little bit more important, especially for cash games. Yeah, I think Bowen, he's okay. He's in play, but yeah, I wouldn't say he's a priority, you know, on the road against Arsenal. It might be the best game environment. At least it has the highest total, but yeah, I pretty much agree with you. It's not often that, you know, Burnley are essentially the biggest favorite or one of the biggest favorites, you know, in one of the best spots. So I'd probably start with McNeil for cash, but I think you could make the argument to start with Saka, or even if Martinelli starts. I think we should just mention that quickly because he's not in the expected lineup, but he's started three matches in a row, and there's not going to be Aubameyang and Martinelli. Somehow, I mean, I would have never predicted this, but he's taken most of Arsenal's corner kicks over the past 2 weeks. So yeah, if he's in, just considering that, you know, he's cheap, 6,800, I think I'd start there. But otherwise, yeah, McNeil looks pretty good too.
Yeah, I guess there's a chance. Like, I think Odegaard has pretty much started however many of the last matches there for Arsenal. So there's a chance like Smith Rowe comes back in and he's like in a central role, and then that keeps Martinelli out wide. So
yeah,
I think that's realistic. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think Smith Rowe probably comes back into the team. So yeah, it's just a matter of for who. But anyways, so other spots at forward, like Brighton, do you want to play Pascal Gross? I mean, the reason I mentioned Saka for the same price is because I'm just not excited about Gross, like getting subbed and not really having a monopoly anymore. I mean, yeah, I understand. Like, I guess I would understand it, but I don't know. Do you have any thoughts about him?
Yeah, a lot of that is just the lineup. Plus, it's 8,100. This match figures to be the lowest scoring. Yeah, by a decent margin here. It's just like, you know, two teams that have struggled to score. It just feels like the score of the straw, basically. And yeah, like if Solomon March is in, Brighton are kind of beat up a little bit. So, I mean, there's a world in which Trossard doesn't start, which, I mean, that would be a boost for Gross. So, like, that obviously changes things up, but like if Trossard starts, if March starts, like that just takes away a lot from Gross. And 8,100 defensive match, it's tough, really. Yes, I mean, especially like if you're just looking at McNeil paying $400 more, and I think he's more guaranteed to get, you know, go to the full 90 and get his numbers. So, you know, if you can find the money right there, I'd rather go with McNeil there.
Yeah, totally agree. McNeil feels way safer than Gross. He's almost surely going 90 minutes. You never know with Gross. Like, that's pretty much good enough for me. Better matchup for Burnley.
Well, if
neutral matchup, maybe a little
so
better.
So Maxwell Cornet he's coming off a thigh injury. He's game time decision right now. If he starts, like, he's probably only going to be able to go, you know, 60, 70 minutes. Like, would you consider him for Burnley in this spot? I mean, you know, home favorite. He's probably been their best player when on the field this season. So it is expensive for not a guaranteed 90, but he probably leads Burnley in goals scored this season.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it for cash. I think it's too risky for cash. Yeah. Great tournament. I mean, you're going to play McNeil one. So I guess if the question was going to be like for second forward, again, I'm just going to play Saka. So probably no Cornet for me. You know, I don't think Saka's like a must or anything, but I mean, worth noting that he took, I said on the podcast that I felt like semi-confident that Odegaard would take most of the sets for Arsenal and Martinelli and Saka split them.
Scored though. So
yeah, Odegaard scored a header the first time he's ever scored a header. So that's interesting, but I'd probably just go Saka there. I guess looking at like cheaper options,
for so cash games, Palace, would you do Gudmundsson over like, you know, the goal odds of guys like Lacazette and Wood, even though, you know, Gudmundsson's coming off a zero pointer, I believe.
Yeah. I don't think so because, yeah, I don't know. Like you say, he's coming off a zero pointer. So like his floor, yeah, it's higher than those guys, but I don't know. I guess it's a decent matchup. Maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing as like a last piece, but I don't know.
I guess we don't want to
like 83. I couldn't do it, you know, to be honest. Like Lacazette's the exact same price.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no way you can, you know, Gudmundsson might have a higher floor. I know like Lacazette basically has no floor, but I couldn't do it.
I think I had Gudmundsson and someone else who barely had anything. And I think it was a showdown over the weekend. And I had everything else correct. I think I might have Pope in my team, but you know, Gudmundsson getting a zero did not help the overall score there.
I don't know how he gets a zero either in a game where that finished 0-0. That's right. Weird. Anyway, so like where else could what like there's not that many options at forward. So I mean, if you just go through their teams, Crystal Palace, they're all priced up, like, you know, Benteke, Zaha, Ayu, they all might be like the most expensive they've been this season. But it's close.
Unless Edouard starts there.
Yeah,
he probably won't, but
he could. You're right. I mean, he started last game, he could. So yeah, 4,600 Edouard. I mean,
I think there's two plays that I would look at for cash games just as a second forward. So you got Nathan Tella there. It seems like, you know, what is he started three straight matches maybe, and Southampton have a ton of injuries. So I think it's almost a guarantee he starts again here. And then he's at 4,800. So he's, you know, he's creeping up in price, but Joao Pedro is at 3,800. There's a slight chance he starts, but like he's 3,800, and then you got Emmanuel Dennis. You know, these guys may play on, you know, the right or left side here at 9,300. Like, I think Pedro would be, if he starts, like he'd probably be in a good amount of my cash lineups just because, like, he
tournament
like,
lineups.
It's not like, I mean, even for cash games, it's not like he doesn't do anything when he's on the field. Like, he gets shots and like he'll be active. Like, he was getting. Like his last few starts, like Man City, Chelsea, like he got three shots, a couple crosses, some fouls drawn. Like, he's not a terrible option, and you're paying 3,800 for him. Like, that just allows you to, you know, spend up at your other forward, and if you want to spend up at a couple midfield spots. But
I think that's okay. Definitely,
because don't think like we have like these guaranteed scores, really. Like, I mean, you're talking about Saka, and it's like, well, Saka can be fine, or he can, you know, get 6 points. And
yeah, so like I agree with you that those cheap guys are fine, Tella or Pedro, but I mean, it's going to come down to whether you're going to pay up at midfield or pay up at forward, like, right, like where the payups are. If, like, for instance, if there's good punts at midfield, which there might be, then you're probably just going to pay up at forward. If there's not good punts at midfield, or like, you know, I mean, we'll get there in a second, but if you want to pay up for expensive guys, then maybe you can pay down at forward. I mean, that's, I guess you got to weigh which construction is better.
Yeah. I mean, even like this Tella or Pedro or something like that could be used in a utility just because, you know, it's the first time in a while we don't have like this slate where you need three defenders in your team kind of thing. So.
Yeah. You're right. Defender is not as loaded as usual.
So I think so midfield here is the question. If Will Hughes starts, will you pay $9,800 for Gallagher after Hughes? I think he took a couple more set pieces than Gallagher last match, but obviously it didn't matter because Gallagher had a brace. So are you paying for Gallagher if Hughes is in the squad?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think that's what you got to look for, obviously. I mean, crazy. Connor Gallagher had 7 shots last game.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Wow. $9,800, though, it's a lot. But if Hughes, you know, if Hughes isn't in, you still got to make sure that Milivojevic isn't in either.
Right.
Because for $9,800, you want those sets, at least for cash.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I think, so it's been Milivojevic, Hughes, and then Schlupp. And I think when Schlupp's been in there, he's gotten more forward than Gallagher, but Gallagher, when that happens, he takes all the set pieces. So it's kind of like, you know, a weird thing. You're either getting all the set pieces, but Gallagher's sitting back, or those other guys are in and he's getting forward. So it's kind of a funny thing that's not easy to project here.
Right. I think you're probably onto something. But, you know, at least for cash game purposes, I'd need him to be on sets, I think, to play him at that salary. I guess keep an eye too if I see we got Michael Olise in the projected lineup as well. He takes a few sets.
Threw him in for some fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's left footed, so he's gonna take a couple sets too when he comes on or when he's in there. So I guess like where if we're not going Gallagher or if I'm not going Gallagher, like where are we going in midfield? Well, Will Hughes, all the way down 4K. I think if he's in, you got to consider him. That's cheap. And he took, more of the set pieces. Don't love that he got sub, but he's cheap.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a guy that he's played twice this season since, he's had like some back issue, but I don't, it just seems like it's hard for him to start twice on a short week, given that he's barely played this season, but not that I know his exact fitness history here, but
yeah,
I guess if he starts again, I'm just saying he's probably going to be subbed off again early.
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably got no chance to play 90. You're right. I think so. I didn't mean to skip all the way down. Ward-Prowse, 7,800. Way to Crystal Palace. Probably not going to be, you know, as many goals on this slate. Still showing a pretty high floor. I think for cash games, you probably just plug Ward-Prowse in. There's not like a lot to prioritize at defender or forward. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to do that in first look, but it's like, who else are you going to do?
I never want to do it either.
It's like we just went through the forward and then it's like, well, we got Saka over here, but I mean, Odegaard is 8,000. Like we just said, he didn't take any set pieces last match. So do you want to pay the extra 200 just because he's at home, but he might not have set pieces? Or do you want, you know, basically all Southampton set pieces and, you know, the guaranteed 10 points about for what Ward-Prowse is going to get you? And it's going to be defensive matches, like 10 points. Sure, that's a goal. So,
yeah, and on a slate, you know, with so much uncertainty, it's just uncertainty in team set piece takers, uncertainty in, you know, safety of some of the floors on this slate. It all just leads to Ward-Prowse being up, I think, a pretty easy cash play.
Yeah, so Westwood here, 5,700. He's usually, you know, pretty popular player, but you know, he subbed off early last match. It seems like Sean Dyche has been, you know, swapping his central midfielders a little bit because Cork and Brownhill have been swapping starts. Maybe it's because of the amount of matches, but his, you know, I don't know. Is he going to be someone you look at, 5,700, your second midfielder? Like, he hasn't had more than five crosses in, what, eight matches? And they are favored, so I guess that has to mean something. But I don't know if he's as, you know, as safe as what we've considered from him in the past, I guess.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm not excited about it. It's kind of weird to see him get subbed at 70 minutes in a 0-0 game. I mean, yeah, a guy that we're used to seeing always play 90 could be just a one-off. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely something to think about. Yeah, I mean, you could do it. The matchup, you know, it's one of the better matchups Burnley will have this season, at least on paper. So I think it's fine, but not like – there's going to be another cheap midfielder that's viable. I mean, right. We don't necessarily know who it's going to be, but Jacob Motor, if he starts for Brighton, he's been taking a few sets recently. 10
even
points.
March right there.
Yeah, March too, sure. Yeah, Motor, 10 floor points. 11 floor points in two of the last three. Taking a lot of shots, like playing a little bit farther forward. That's like where I would want to go. Obviously, he's not guaranteed to start. Yeah, I guess March would be okay. Will Hughes, like we mentioned. And then even like, I guess we got to mention Manuel Lanzini.
Yeah.
He took the sets for West Ham. He's played 80 minutes at least in his last two starts. He took the penalty kick against Chelsea. So, yeah, like, is he better than Westwood? I don't know.
I think Moutinho is actually better than Westwood. And
yeah, your guy Moutinho? Sorry, I guess.
It's not a great matchup, but, like, if Westwood's getting 6 points, like, Moutinho can do that. So,
yeah, you're right. Sure. If it's, like... West, like, say 1,400 and go Moutinho over Westwood, like, okay.
If that's what you want to do, go for
it. Watford sets, Tom Cleverley. I'm out on Cleverley.
Never know when he's getting subbed off at halftime. It's too hard to predict.
Yeah, I'm out on Cleverley as well. Just the minutes are too unpredictable. Yeah, I think that's kind of midfield.
Are you going to be looking at any of these Southampton guys? So, like, there's a chance Shelbroja, Shea Adams, Adam Armstrong, all those guys are out. There's a chance none of them play. So we could see, you know, Ellie Nussi back in the starting 11. We could see something like Theo Walcott starting. There's going to be something that looks different. Jennepo could be back. He's 3,000. Like, we could see some different stuff from Southampton. Are you considering them for anything just because, you know, they're cheap and Crystal Palace? I mean,
so I think all those guys are in play. But so as far as like cheap guys like that, normally I want to use them because I'm trying to get Trent and Reece James in my lineup, and, you know, KDB, Salah, it's 10K guys. So like, those are the guys I'm looking for. If there ends up being good spend up options on the slate, or if you want to spend up in multiple spots, yeah, I think those guys are fine. But I wouldn't, like, you know, it depends if you need the salary or not, I guess. I don't know how cheap you necessarily have to go on this slate. Like, you don't necessarily have to force it, but yeah, I think they're fine. I don't know. You know, like, the matchups away to Crystal Palace, like, the good thing about this slate is you can kind of consider all the underdogs, like, just as much. I mean, you know, we have a bunch of plus money favorites. So that doesn't, like, the underdogs in these spots, the games could be pretty even, I guess is my point. So I do like targeting some of the underdogs in these spots. Like, I guess while we're on the subject, like GPP, you know, at least back to forward, the Wolves prices are very, the Wolves prices are soft. I mean, Jimenez is out, so he channel probably start at center forward, 4,100. Traore is like cheap after, you know, he had been like sevens, even up to mid 8Ks like a few weeks ago. Potence, like you can get some cheap goals on this slate.
Are you going to be looking at that game at all? For me, yeah, like it sure makes sense from GPP, but just like me personally, it's like this has scoreless draw written all over it. But then as I say that, you know, these teams are going to suddenly, it's going to be 2-2 and you know, He Chan's going to have one of his braces with no floor and something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I lost a slate, but.
No, you bring up a good point though, because I'd assume that's why the Wolves guys are priced like that, because it might be like the least appealing spot. Yeah, I agree with you. So, I mean, no, I'm not necessarily like targeting those guys, but the other spots like aren't great either. So,
right, that's the
only
thing.
You're not giving up much. Like, you're not giving up much. You know, like where else are you gonna go? You know, the cheap Southampton guys that you brought up. Yeah, okay. Crystal Palace, they're all expensive. Burnley or Watford. I mean, take that game or leave that game. I don't know. And then, you know, Arsenal. I think, you know, people end up going to Arsenal. But yeah, I don't know. It's a weird slate. We haven't had one like this for a while. I think the ownership is going to be very spread around in tournaments.
Yeah, the one thing I'm scared about. So I like Crystal Palace in the spot going against, you know, beat up Southampton team. Probably Caballero is going to start again. I like that, but that Arsenal match is kind of scary if, you know, you fade both teams or even one of those teams. Like, that's the kind of matchup with West Ham involved. Like, it could be like a 3-2 kind of thing. And like, if you don't have the pieces there, like, that's a spot where you lose. Like, if you go, you know, if you get Ward-Prowse, you do the Gallagher thing, you get, I don't know, maybe Zaha or whoever, or even the guys from other matches, like, what if, you know, Odegaard, Saka, those guys go off, and then you have a couple goals from West Ham, and then, you know, that's probably, I'd say, out of the four matches, that's most likely to have, you know, both teams score and multiple goals. So that's kind of the match I'm most scared about in this one.
Yeah, no, I agree. The Arsenal match looks the best if you had to pick one. West Ham have been involved in a few of those 3-2 games. So yeah, makes sense. I don't know if you should be like scared to fade it. And if you want to play it, you can play it. It's not going to be like crazy popular either. At least I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, so I feel like the last however many slates, it's been fun to talk about defenders, but this slate is not going to be, I don't know, this isn't fun. You got Ait Nouri here, 5,700 away to Brighton. Like, I put him in my lineup. I'm not excited about playing him, but I don't know what else I want in my team here. Who stands out for you here?
I mean, my guy ate Nori, of course. Yeah, it's probably the worst spot, but I mean, this guy just crushes every slate, and somehow he even scored 8 against at Man City last week. But yeah, I mean, set pieces and, you know, set pieces and open play value and playing, you know, on the left wing. Yeah, I agree with you. There's not much like to love at defender, and I don't love, Ait Nori, but he's definitely my favorite. So it's pretty easy to just plug that in. After that, it's tough. Like
I was originally looking at the Burnley guys, but it's like, why do I want to pay? Like, if I don't need to, why do I want to pay 5,000 for Taylor and Lowton in there? Like, I don't
know. Again, yeah, I don't really want to either. A good matchup, but yeah, doesn't like excite me. Lamptey and Cucurella don't like excite me that much at that price if they're playing in a back four, which it seems like they're going to with Brighton has like every center back out. So that would make them less appealing.
I will say, just for Brighton, I believe, so you mentioned Motor earlier. I believe he actually may have played at center back at a time last season. So like you did mention him, but there is a chance he plays at center back. And if that's a case, I would not use him. But that, I mean, that would also boost, you know, Cucurella and Lampy. So that's probably the most unpredictable lineup for Wednesday and something I'd keep an eye on there.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't want to play him if he was playing defender. I don't know if I've seen him play center back, but I've definitely seen him play right back and left back.
Okay, yeah, I made that up. It was wing back, so forget what I mentioned. But I do think there could be something weird to where like Bissouma is playing center back. I mean, that may not be something we can actually project once the starting 11s come out, but. Because right now, Webster, Dunk, Duffy are all out, so they don't really have anyone to play center back. So outside, I guess, Dan Byrne, but, you know, he's also a guy who's played at left back multiple times.
Yeah, so now I remember a little, too, of what I was thinking before. That's sort of the reason why I was thinking about the cheap Wolves guys. The fact that Brighton have no center, like, I don't, yeah, if those three center backs are out, Duffy, Duncan, Webster, that means two guys are going to be playing center back that I don't think have played there all season. So while it's like not the best spot, I'd expect like a couple decent chances still from the chances they do create. But back to defender.
To go off that, Dan Byrne has played center back in a three-man back line, and Veltman has done it twice this season.
Yeah, so they've played like on the left side of the three.
Yeah.
Still, though, you know, new formation.
No, I agree with you. I'm just giving the numbers here.
Yeah, definitely. That's good. It's just good to know, good to keep in mind.
Well, in that situation, like we don't have Jimenez. Like you mentioned Huang, we got Adama Traore, we got Trincao. Do you like any of those guys more than the others? There's not much. I guess Traore in cash games, but.
Yeah, so I like Heechan because I expect he's actually, I expect he's going to play center forward. I mean, again, you know, check formations, but he hasn't played center forward because Jimenez has been in there. So that's, I think, limited him a bit. And just the price tag, really, 4,100. I mean, 4,100. Again, I don't love or necessarily like any of these guys, but I'm willing to take a chance for that price. And I can always play Traore, especially on a slate where, you know, he has a floor too, I think. But it's unpredictable, so it's not like a safe floor, but if like he gets the right game script. Anyway.
Yeah, I think there's also, so if Jimenez is out, there may only be like you got Podence, there's only one of those guys is going to be subbed out. So you can pick two out of those three, set for a full 90. Like Traore, he's been struggling to go 90, so maybe that helps him, you know, go the entire way. So that's another thing to consider.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also like Raul Jimenez being out may affect Traore also. I don't know if positively or negatively, but, you know, I guess it depends on who they start. Like Traore has played forward in the past as opposed to like winger. So I don't know. It's interesting with Jimenez out, you know, they might just play bad too because of it. And, you know, sometimes DraftKings just knows about this and Wolves prices are down there. So like, it's a tough spot.
They weren't good last season when Jimenez was out for the second half. Like they almost got relegated. So
you know, there's a decent chance they get shut out, like you were saying. Defender then.
That's how exciting defender is. We just got off on a tangent talking about Wolverhampton.
Defender is not exciting. Like after Aitnori, so I'm just going to put Aitnori in. After him, I don't know. Like Cresswell, he has a chance, but like
he's still 6,200.
Yeah, and pretty much does nothing open play, and like wasn't even taking the majority of sets recently. So I'm not going there. Palace, nowhere on Palace. Like I want to go Southampton. So the Southampton guys are like kind of cheap, like all their players are, like you mentioned. So that seems okay. Like you mentioned Burnley guys, not excited about that. The matchup's good though. Never excited about any Watford guys. We mentioned Brighton, not as so like, where are you going to go? That leaves Arsenal, Nuno Tavares or Tierney, whoever gets the start there. I would probably rate them as the second best defender on the slate after Aitnori. And then like, just because of price and just because like I don't really love anything else, I wouldn't hate like going to Semedo, you know, 4,200 on the wing. You have any thoughts about the rest of these defenders?
I saw Semedo and that probably makes sense. Like you can look at his recent games, but playing against Manchester City and Liverpool, you can't really, you know, put too much into that. So there was a time when Semedo was better than, you know, this 4,200 price tag. So, I'm still kind of worried about Tierney. Like I have played him a lot and, you know, he's had some good matches. I guess he's coming off that full 90, but I just have it in my mind that, you know, he's just subbed off in that match against Everton. So that's kind of putting me off of him, but
I wouldn't love it. Yeah, you're right. No, there's a risk. And you know, if he does start ahead of Tavares, there's a risk that Tavares comes on for him. But yeah, I don't love it. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like that match was pretty upsetting. So Arsenal were up 1-0 against Everton, and then Arteta's like, all right, I'm going to change up my back line and take out Tierney. And then, you know, they gave up two goals and lost. But it's just, you don't know, like, plus it's a short week too, so you don't know what Arteta's going to do. It's kind of worrying, but.
Yeah, it is. What do we have in Tavares?
I switch it up just because Tierney's coming off back-to-back starts, really. But
yeah, it makes sense. I mean, with congested fixtures. Either way.
Otherwise, Masuaku, like, would you consider him? I mean, he's had some good matches, but it's not like the best floor or anything.
No. I mean, I'd rather, honestly, I just play Tomiyasu for the same price. He's like, he's actually been better than people realize recently.
Yeah. So otherwise, it's center backs.
Right. Center backs are all right. Here again, like, do you need the salary? You might. And yeah, they're they're more in play because, yeah, the opportunity cost isn't there. There's not as many high floors on this slate. So you're not going to get crushed, most likely, if you take a shot on center backs.
Yeah, it's got it ingrained in my head here. Today I took in the showdown, I took the two Manchester City defenders that didn't score. I took Laporte and Zinchenko. And then Stones and Ake had those late goals. And granted, Ake was off the bench, but I guess I got a rebound off of that.
So what, you got – do you have a center back in mind who's going to score here?
So I'm looking at well, this is banked off of Joakim Andersson returning to the starting 11 for Crystal Palace. So he's coming off a thigh injury, but – he's training last week, so I think he's going to come back for James Tompkins, who is 3,100. Anderson's 2,900. Well, I actually think, didn't Tompkins score last match? Yeah. So, well, I guess maybe Tompkins starts again because he scored. But I just think, you know, the Crystal Palace center backs are kind of, I guess, underpriced here just because I don't know why they're underpriced, but, like, just comparing them to what the Burnley guys, like, why would you pay up for, you know, Tarkowski and even Guehi is, you know, 3,600. Like, you can get a favored home center back at 2,900. And, like, once we get to goalkeepers here, like, I like Guaita probably the most just because, you know, we talked about the absence of all the Southampton guys. So, like, if you – it's just going to be, you know, correlate with your goalkeeper. My goalkeeper is Guaita. So, you know, that's who I'm looking at, the Crystal Palace guys.
Yeah, makes sense. I guess going to goalkeeper, yeah, just make it correlate with your lineup for this slate. I'm not prioritizing anyone. Again, all these three, you know, favorites are all plus money favorites, all similar. So, I mean, just take your pick, whatever fits with your lineup, but it's not like a normal slate where, you know, you need, you want to pay up for like an Ederson or an Allison. The clean sheet odds in this game are like all, or in this slate are like all pretty similar. Like what, let me see. It's the highest clean sheet odds are Palace's 35.8%. And, you know, West Ham's are 20%. So, I mean, the gap is like every keeper is the same. I just think of every keeper the same, just for tournaments, at least, just make sure it correlates with the rest of your lineup.
I will say I would not play Caballero. That's the one guy I'd say don't play. Don't.
Yeah, me too, kind of, just because he's bad, right? He's old and bad. But, I mean, like, Southampton could keep a clean sheet, of course. But, yeah, I'm not going to – I don't think I'll play, you know, Caballero either.
Yeah, I wasn't too impressed with his performance against Arsenal. That's why I'm kind of –
no. Like no, I wasn't either.
But yeah,
I like that
really
call.
Really, seven other guys.
I like that call.
he is the cheapest, but he's also 40 years old. So
yeah. But, so like, I'm just looking at, a construction at least for cash games to try to like. I think you might be able to pay up for two forwards, or at least not have to pay down. Get a mid-priced midfielder that's okay to pair with Ward-Prowse, 8 Nori, whichever goalie, whichever second defender that you want. I don't know. I think that seems like the construction. I'm just like talking about if we need to pay up for Gallagher there. I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, even like it's not even impossible to put together like a lineup with him. Like,
no, it's
there's
not.
A world there, even if Hughes starts, like, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to put Gallagher and Hughes both in your team. Like, if you're under the impression that Southampton are going to struggle and allow a few goals, like, I don't know.
No, I think you would still have Ward-Prowse in that team for cash at least.
Yeah,
I agree with you. No. Yeah. That'd be fine.
Yeah, it's not the, I guess you got to pick, you know, cash. There's a you know, build here where you just get a bunch of the set piece guys and eight Nori in there and put it together. And it's not exciting. You may not get any goals, but that I don't think it's going to matter on the slate. Like,
no,
you don't like, get, not, you're not going to get seven goals for Manchester City on the slate. So,
right. Yeah. So I think there's like four guys that you stick in there, eight Nori, McNeil, Ward-Prowse, and an Arsenal forward. That's what I would do. Martinelli, Saka, whichever one. And then kind of just go from there. There'll be a value mid. I play a fullback. I wouldn't, there's no need to play a center back in cash. And then find whatever best flex play.
Yeah, that seems pretty simple, super simple four game slate here. There's going to be two total goals, and you know the winning GPP lineup is just going to be all the PK takers with a couple set piece takers in there, and then you know that'll be it. That'll win it all. So you just gotta get that set. But all right, so that's it for Wednesday's four game slate at DraftKings. Thank you for listening or watching YouTube. Like and subscribe. Make sure to, you know, give those thumbs up to us. And rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 10-day trial. No credit card required. You can get everything at rotowire.com. Otherwise, thank you to Ryan for joining me on this Tuesday. Talk about the slate. We will be back Friday. I have not even looked at the slate yet, so I assume Liverpool will be involved, but I'm just guessing here off the top of my head. So, but again, thanks for listening, Ryan. Thanks for joining me, and see you in a few days.
Thanks, Adam.